Hello, hello, my beloved, and welcome to the Body Led Business Podcast. I am your host, Aurika Valan, and today we have a truly important conversation about high-level energetics and leadership. Today I'll be speaking about one specific character quality that all of my most successful clients share, and that is the energy of going all in. When you go all in, you drop any excuses, you show up as if there was no plan B, and you also pledge yourself, your energy, your time, your resources to something bigger than you. And guess what? When you go all in, everything gets so much easier. There is less resistance. You feel much more creative. You feel much more tapped into a force that's bigger than you. And you feel so much more supported along the way, as opposed to feeling that you have to struggle, you have to do so much, and it just gets a lot sometimes, right? So when you go all in, your energetic blueprint changes and you access that energy of alignment, of flow state, of momentum. One of my favorite quotes in the world is, you either have reasons or results. What does it mean? So you either have excuses for why right now is not the time, why you're not ready, all the excuses that we have, or you have results, which is simply the evidence of you having overcome your excuses and actually having the proof that I've done this. I have dared to believe in myself and I've dared to go all in. I want to share one example that is not related to business of something that I had to overcome recently and how going all in made it so much easier. You probably know that my mom is a high-level pastry chef. She's a cake artist. She is extraordinary. This also means that I grew up eating lots of cookies and pies and cakes and sweets, right? And so it's been quite a journey for me to clear my sugar addiction. Right now, I'm pretty good. I also eat only organic food, only grass-fed meat, and just the highest quality food. And at the same time, recently, I realized that I still have my cravings. I still want to snack, right? And that doesn't make me feel free. So even though I eat very well, I realize that there is some self-mastery to be done here when it comes to my food habits. And so recently, I decided to go all in to really master my food habits so that I would be managing my blood sugar, avoiding the spikes and the crashes, and also avoiding any cravings. And it's been such an amazing journey. And in the past, I was just saying, I'm just going to avoid eating this or that. But I wasn't going all in, and so it wasn't working. But nothing really changed externally, but what changed within me is my commitment. When I committed to clear my cravings, to ensure that I have a stable blood sugar so that I am not having the spikes and the crashes, everything changed. I feel so much more inspired to show up, to have stronger boundaries around my food. And I feel so much better. I have way less inflammation in my body. I don't really have a lot of cravings. And if I snack, I snack only on fruit, yogurt, dark chocolate, maybe some dates. That's it. I also minimize honey, right? So I'm just experimenting to see what works. But as of now, I can tell so clearly that it was because of my energy of going all in that I've been able to have the discipline that was needed to change my habits. When you go all in, when it comes to business, things get so much easier, my love. You stop looking for excuses. Why right now it's not a time? Why it's easier for other people? Why you should be doubting yourself, right? So basically stop being wishy-washy. And we've all been there. There's no shame in that. The thing is, when you are a high-level CEO, your creative ideas are the most important assets in your business. And so to access the deep level of creativity, it is important that you are fully committed to the process, that you close any doors that lead you to places of distractions, self-doubt, and excuses, and resistance, right? And instead, when you go all in, your muse rewards you. The muse doesn't care about how many hours you work, how hard you work, but the muse cares about your commitment. The muse rewards you when you go all in. There is an incredible teacher and writer called Stephen Pressfield. I adore his work. And he says that you cannot trick the muse. She knows when you are fully committed and when you let go of any plan B. And he also says that the more important the project is, the more resistance you will feel. And that's okay, right? So when you go all in, you will still feel the resistance. But at the same time, your why for showing up is bigger than your why for hiding, right? So you get to be okay with the resistance that comes up in the process. But at the same time, you get experience that level of momentum, that reward, that delicious flow state where time disappears. We're so tapped into the pulse of your heart, where you feel the goddess, where you feel God guiding you in every single word that you say or write. And that moment is priceless. For me, this moment is the ecstasy that I can access through orgasm, through deep love, through deep prayer, right? Is ecstatic, is exquisite. And so that's just one side effect of going all in. And there's a few other things that I would love to mention what going all in really looks like. So let me share four elements of what it really looks like to go all in when it comes to your business. Going all in means that you have decided. You don't have to declare it to anyone, but you need to decide internally. It is like you committing to your beloved. When you are fully in, there's no exit door, no matter what, no matter how hard things are, no matter how deep the wounding comes up, you are in. And running a business is hard when you're 1 foot in, 1 foot out. It gets so much easier when you have both feet declaring that I am decided, I am all in. So take a moment, my beloved, and see, can you draw all of your energy from your body, your heart, your sexuality, your mind, your spirit? And can you send a huge current to God, Goddess, universe, declaring that I am all in. I am ready. I am willing. I am here for it. This is the energy that you really need to experience monumental success in your business. Number two, when you go all in, your energetic signature changes. You show up in a way that people feel you. You inspire trust in people's hearts. You show up with an energy of conviction. And that conviction speaks of your authority, power, and leadership. You know what changes? People start seeing you as more trustworthy. Personally, when I choose a mentor, I care a lot to find their energy that they are all in. And when you are following someone and they're kind of showing up sometimes, then they're disappearing and they're not consistent, right? When they're building their business to the ground every quarter, it's hard to trust a mentor like this, right? You want to feel that the mentor is stable, not just for themselves, but also for their clients, right? So when you go all in, your energetic signature deepens and changes, and you inspire the energy of stability and trust and conviction. This is priceless. Number three, going all in means that you are here for the long run. When you go all in, you don't do this only for the next 3 months. You do this for the next 5, 10, 20 years, for the rest of your life, right? And then instead of chasing the next result, the next quick fix, you have a vision that is rooted in longevity. In other words, you're not chasing overnight success. You're not trying to go viral. It doesn't matter, because you have a much deeper, longer vision where you are focusing on building your business foundation smartly. And also when you do that, you remove the pressure of needing to have big results now, right? You remove the pressure of needing to have a sold-out launch tomorrow. And instead, you know that it's going to take some time. And that gets to be okay. You get to have lots of launches, to experiment, to get to know yourself, to refine your launch strategy, to have the capacity to actually hold all the clients you want to hold, right? So when you go all in, you declare your vision that is based on longevity. And this relaxes you so deeply. I've had so many clients who tell me, oh, wow, I didn't realize that I was holding so much pressure because I was attaching my goals to a timeline. When you drop the timeline, suddenly there's no more pressure. It's just experimentation and fun and art and service. Number four. This is one of my favorite conversations, and I could record a whole podcast episode on this. If you want me to do this, let me know, send me a DM. When you go all in, all of your habits will have to be upgraded. What is not in alignment with the version of the success you're going after? It will have to die. It will have to be upgraded. It will have to be replaced. That includes food habits. That includes your sleep. That includes the people you hang out with. That includes distractions. That also includes discipline over your mind, over your choices, over how you spend your time, including your downtime. And this is hard because this is a very high level of self-mastery. If you have ever tried to change your habit, you know that it is hard. But at the same time, when you are tapped into a greater vision that has the energy of longevity, full commitment, devotion, suddenly, again, you're more committed to your growth than to your excuses of why this is hard, why I am not ready. And this is a long-term journey, of course, and this is why I love somatic work, because through somatic work, you feel much more deeply supported to change your deeper patterns. Because if, for example, we are seeking snacks when we're feeling stressed, it's not just because I'm addicted to a specific kind of food. It's also because a part of me is seeking a release of tension. A part of me is wanting to avoid something, right? And then through somatic work, we're looking, what is it the thing that I am avoiding, right? It's always a psychosomatic reason. And this way, we're going into the very root of your patterns instead of just trying to change them through the power of sheer willpower, which is really hard, right? So this is something, by the way, that we will be exploring inside my upcoming membership, the Hold the Body. And this is the place where you will be led through multiple somatic practices and beautiful community support and a monthly Q&A call to really claim a life where you get to have it all, where you are going all in all of your life, your business, your relationship, your connection with yourself, your body, your emotions, your dreams. So if you want to join the Holy Body, you will find more information in the show notes of this podcast episode. But one thing that you want to keep in mind is this place will take you to both your highest timeline and also your edges. The way I teach somatic work is not just tracking your sensations for 25 years until you're bored and you realize, I think I would like to change a little faster. In the Holy Body, we are exploring how to hold more sensation, more emotion, more pleasure, more peace, more greatness in a system, while also finding your edges. How much energy can you hold in the body? How much more love can you hold in life? How much more money can you hold? Success? And starting to feel safe as we're expanding those edges. You know what happens? When you can be with the intensity of life without shutting down, collapsing, or avoiding, you become free. You become whole. You become limitless. And then you can face any situation in life where you can truly hold yourself. Maybe it's having a difficult conversation where you feel angry. And instead of reacting and saying something mean, you can hold yourself and process that anger and actually find the deeper power that lies within the anger. When you are launching an offer, instead of allowing yourself to down spiral in self-doubt when you don't get the results you want to get as soon as possible, you can hold yourself without collapsing. You can source your inner validation, inner power internally, and keep on showing up from a place of self-belief and alignment. And the same thing applies in every situation in life. When you have the capacity to reach your bodily wisdom, to work with your patterns, to transform any difficult emotion back into a sense of self-love, self-empowerment, you become invincible. So this is what we'll be doing in the Holy Body. It is a truly profound initiation into becoming the woman you are meant to be through the lenses of the nervous system and your body. We'll be covering three major pathways, which are called woman, business, and love, so that you have a truly holistic transformation in all of life. Again, you'll find all the information in the show notes of this podcast episode. If you have any questions, send me a DM. I would love to jump in with you and talk about the holy body. So to conclude this podcast episode, there's a few words I wish to reinforce about going all in. If it's in you, it's for you. In other words, if this idea was given to you, it's yours to steward it, no matter how big or small it is. If you're holding a desire in your heart, it means that this desire is also wanting you, right? So if you have that seed of a dream, of a project, of a new endeavor, of a new way of showing up in life, trust it. Because if it's already in your heart, it means that it is wanting to be awakened in you. And when you go all in, mountains will move so that you're granted your desire. When you go all in, the power you didn't know you had rises up through your heart. And this power lifts you up and carries you in a wave of momentum. When you go all in, you access the most ecstatic, profound flow states of creativity. When you go all in, you become a magnet for all the things that you desire. And the muse will reward those who go all in. Don't offer a diluted version of commitment of yourself to the muse. Offer all of you. Thank you so much. I'll see you in the next podcast episode. If you have any insights or reflections about this podcast episode, feel free to send me a DM. I would love to talk to you. And if you enjoyed this podcast episode, I would love for you to leave a review so that this work could reach more women. Thank you so much. And I'll speak to you in the next podcast episode.